The Ford Dealers of America present the Fred Allen Show. The Fred Allen Show with Fred's guests, Bert Law, Portland Hoffa, Minerva Pius, Peter Donald, Parker Finley, the DeMarco sisters, and Al Goodman and his orchestra. And this is Kenny Delmar saying hello for your friendly Ford dealer. And here's a hello from his Ford trained mechanics, too. They're the men you know who do the expert work you can always count on when you bring your Ford back home for service. To help them do a better, faster job, they use special labor-saving Ford equipment. They work by factory-approved methods, and they know the value of using genuine Ford parts, made right, to fit right, and last longer. That's why the best service can cost less at your Ford dealers. It's why you save time, save trouble, and save money when you bring your Ford back home for service. It's Sunday night again, and here comes Fred Allen driving up in his new Ford to keep his weekly date at the corner of Main Street. As Fred steps out of his Ford, he hears a voice say,
Mr. Allen!
Oh, pardon, anyway. I was held up in traffic, Portland. I guess I'm a little late, or didn't you notice?
Oh, I've been reading this magazine.
Oh, the Cosmopolitan.
Mm-hmm. There's a story about your program.
Well, I know. The fellow who wrote that, Joe McCarthy, hung around with us for a whole week.
He tells how you work with the writers,
yeah.
How you make up the jokes,
yeah.
How you put the program on the radio.
Uh-huh.
Mama says the story only leaves out one thing.
What one thing?
It tells how you do it, but it doesn't tell why you do it.
Well, millions of people who own radio sets are asking the same question, Portland.
Mama says radio is disappearing.
Radio is disappearing?
On account of television.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
Well, Mama says since she got her television set, she hasn't turned on her radio.
Why not?
Mama says after looking at television, her eyes are so blurred, she can't find the radio to turn it on.
Oh, I think that's happening all over. But speaking of television, there was a rumor around that Milton Berle wasn't on this last week.
100 saloons closed down. Milton Berle had virus X.
X? He can't spell pneumonia, hey?
He must have been pretty sick.
Well, I don't know how a germ can even get at Berle. He has enough mold on his jokes to make his own penicillin. To live to see the day Berle gets applause on this program. It must have been a recording someone sneaked in. Well, what's new this week, Portland?
Grover Whalen says that the city of New York should advertise itself.
You mean like on the radio with jingles?
Yes. I wrote a poem about New York.
No kidding. How does the poem go?
New York's the greatest city. By two rivers it is bound. It has the highest buildings and three subways underground. It has more theaters, shops, and stores. 1 million worthwhile sites. If you don't know where New York is, it's a suburb of Jackson Heights.
Well, before Grover Whalen closes in on the two of us and beats us to death with a gardenia, I think I'll go along and get the paper.
Let's take a walk down Main Street.
All right, let's go.
Paper say?
Well, this page here, you see, has pictures of the dog show. Look.
That man is standing with a bird dog.
Well, how do you know it's a bird dog?
It's giving the man one.
Oh, I just thought the dog's tongue was hanging out. I didn't realize what it was doing. Say, here's something. Look, the Bureau of Labor Statistics says that the cost of living has fallen for the third month in a row.
Do you think people have noticed that prices are dropping?
Well, there's only one way to find out. Let's ask some people now as we're walking along Main Street. This man with the bat wing tie, who is carrying the rest of the bat in his hand. Pardon me, bud.
Claghorn, say Claghorn's the name, son. Senator Claghorn out here.
Well,
don't hold me up, son. What's on your mind? I'm busier than a fly trying to float in a glass of Alka-Seltzer.
You're busy.
Yeah, I've been going to night school, studying Russian.
Studying Russian?
Stalin invited the president over to Moscow.
Say, I read that the president turned down that invitation. Why, Senator?
Harry don't want to leave Washington, son.
Why not?
Harry had enough trouble getting there.
Tell me, why did Stalin invite the president to Russia?
The Republicans say Stalin wants to congratulate Harry. He's got the whole country in the red.
Do you think Russia is making any progress?
Well, they're trying, son, but they ain't got the know-how.
No?
This week, the first washing machine come out in Moscow.
Really?
Yeah, but nobody in Russia can use it.
Why can't the Russian people use the washing machine?
No soap.
I see. Well, Senator, about our question, why are prices coming down?
It's them radio quiz shows, son. People are getting too much stuff for nothing.
Oh.
Half of the people in the country got flat feet.
Flat feet from what?
Standing by for the giant jackpot.
Well, do you think prices will keep falling, Senator?
Yes, son, you can quote me. Prices will keep falling.
Why?
Big business is going to take a licking.
Oh.
When I was a little boy, my daddy used to take me out to the woodshed.
Yeah?
That's where I learned.
In the woodshed, how could you learn about prices falling?
Son, when you're going to take a licking, something's got to come down.
Say, Portland, look across. Look at that crowd outside of Carnegie Hall.
Oh, Mama had tickets for tonight, but she isn't going.
Why not?
The ad said, for the entire evening, Horowitz will be at the Baldwin.
At the Baldwin, huh?
Mama said, why should she pay to see some man sitting all night with an apple?
Yes, I better he should be there with his Macintosh in case it rained later. Hey, look who just turned the corner.
Titus Moody.
Hi, Mr. Moody.
Howdy, Bob.
Mr. Moody, you are as white as a sheet.
I'm whiter than most sheets.
Been ailing?
Yeah, I'm just getting over a spell of ptomaine.
Oh, well, where did you pick up the ptomaine?
Why, the Achieve and Chatter Club, they had to do.
The Achieve and Chatter Club, eh?
Yeah, they cooked up a squirrel stew.
Uh-huh.
When I got my plate, I saw something in the stew.
You saw something in the stew?
And I think it saw me.
When you finished eating the squirrel stew...
It felt like the squirrel come to life and was burying things in my stomach.
You were upset?
Yeah. I took a stiff jolt of elderberry wine.
Yes.
I got higher than a tomcat's back.
You did, hey?
While Miss Arthur Dixon was singing Don't Leave Your Mother When Her Hair Turns Gray...
Yes?
I started singing Peeking Through the Knot Hole in Grandma's Wooden Leg.
Yes?
And I heard somebody saying, Moody has got a skinful.
Moody's got a skinful, eh?
Next thing I knowed, I woke up. It was the next day, and over my bed, Miss Moody had hung a picture of Carrie Nation.
Fine. Well, tell me, Titus, what about... wrong generation. Tell me, Titus, what about this trend? Prices dropping, people saving money.
Oh, money don't mean nothing to me.
It doesn't?
No, I always do like my brother Huber.
Yeah?
Huber's a politician up in the woods of Maine.
Politician, eh?
Yeah, Huber never has any money.
Well, how's he get along?
Well, every winter, Huber, he kills a deer.
Yes?
If Huber owes people, he pays them, passing out deer meat.
Oh, he uses deer meat for money.
Yeah, Huber's like the rest of the politicians.
How?
He lives by passing the buck. So long, but...
Well, let's walk faster, Portland. I think it's getting colder out.
Look who just came out of the Capitol Theater.
Mrs. Nussbaum.
Say, which way is a drugstore?
A drugstore?
I'm needing an aspirin.
Why do you need an aspirin?
There is no escaping.
Well, Mrs. Nussbaum...
Slowly, I'm going crazy.
What's wrong?
Every morning, I'm turning on my radio.
Yes?
It's coming on Arthur Godfrey.
Arthur Godfrey?
At night, I'm turning on my television set.
Yes?
Coming on Arthur Godfrey.
Every...
Today, yes. Finally, I'm saying to myself, Pansy, get out of the house. Go to our movie.
Yes?
This way you are escaping Arthur Godfrey.
What happened?
I'm going into the Capitol Theater.
The Capitol Theater?
I'm sitting nicely in a seat, shucking mein Hoshibar.
After you had finished shucking your Hershey bar...
Suddenly it is the stage show.
Yes?
Who is coming out on the stage?
Who?
Who do you think?
Step and fetch it?
He's coming on second.
Well, who came on first?
Arthur Godfrey.
Now, wait a minute. Enough with Godfrey, Mrs. Nussbaum. Tell me, have you noticed that prices are lower?
On account of low prices, my husband Pierre is getting virus max.
Virus max, eh? Well, how do you mean on account of low prices?
Well, Pierre is running a fur business.
Yes?
Monday, Pierre is having a markdown sale.
Markdown, huh?
Tuesday, he's cutting the markdown prices.
Yes?
Wednesday, he is slashing the cut prices.
Oh.
Thursday, Pierre is selling furs all day outside on the sidewalk.
Yes?
Well, it's raining and Pierre is catching the virus max.
But what was Pierre doing selling furs outside on the sidewalk?
Prices finally is so low.
Yes?
Pierre is ashamed to be seen in the store.
Oh, you? I see. Good night, Mrs. Nussbaum. Well, after looking at these characters, Portland, Main Street should really put on a straitjacket.
You haven't found out anything about lower prices, have you?
Well, not yet. I tell you what I'll do, though. I'll try one more passerby. This little man carrying the long swizzle stick for a cane. Hi, copper.
You know, get your hands off me, I'll take you. I don't want to tell you what you're doing with me.
Ajax Double Voice Cassidy.
It isn't Doodles Weaver, me boy.
Ajax, you're all dressed up again this week.
Oh, sure. I'm the Adolf Von Jew at Third Avenue.
Oh, really?
I'm always setting styles.
Setting styles, eh?
I was the first man in the Easter Parade to wear broccoli for a boutonniere.
I didn't know that.
I was the first man with a full dress suit to wear black spats and bare feet.
I didn't know that either. But tell me, why are you dressed up today?
This afternoon, you see, I went to a wedding.
Yes?
Peggine Drumgoole married Cosmas Hennessy.
Oh, I see.
Oh, Peggine couldn't resist a uniform.
A uniform, eh?
And Cosmas was a street cleaner.
Well, how was the wedding?
'Twas a sight to behold, me boy. The bride and groom left the church under an arch of dirty brooms. And as they drove off in the big swill truck, the guests were holding their noses and waving goodbye.
I'm sorry I missed it, Ajax. But tell me about our question now. Have you noticed prices dropping?
Oh, I have, me boy. Sure, Haggerty the Haberdasher has white duck shirts for 98 cents.
Is that retail?
It's no tail. But there's a catch to it.
Yes?
With every shirt, Haggerty gives you one handkerchief free.
Well, where's the catch?
The handkerchief is the tail of your shirt.
Oh, my. Well, are you glad that prices are coming down?
Oh, I am that. When food is cheap, I can give the wife less money to run the house.
Yes?
And that leaves me more money to spend in Kerrigan's.
Oh, fine.
When everything is low, I can be high. Goodbye, Devo.
So long, Mr. Well, come on, Portland. Come away from that music store window.
There's a big picture of Carmen Lombardo.
Carmen Lombardo.
And it's advertising his song.
Oh, the song Powder Your Face with Sunshine.
What is that song like?
You know what? Some Sunday I'll have Al Goodman and his orchestra and the five DeMarco sisters do Powder Your Face with Sunshine, Portland. And you know something? It'll sound something like this. Listen now.
Powder your face with sunshine. Put on a great big smile. Make up your eyes with laughter. Hope you'll be laughing with you in a little while. Whistle a tune of gladness. The plume never was in style.
The future's brighter
when eyes are lighter. Smile and make up your eyes with laughter. Folks will be laughing with you in a little while. The future's bound to be brighter. Up free.
Wait here just a minute, Portland. Kenny Delmar just came out of the Ford dealers. There's a man in a loud checkered suit with him. Say hi, Kenny.
Hello, Fred. I want you to meet a friend of mine, Adjective Adams. Adjective is a press agent for a circus.
Well, glad to know you, Adjective.
It's the most super colossal pleasure of my sensational mastodonic career, Mr. Allen.
Yeah, I've just been showing Mr. Adams the new Ford trucks, Fred, and he was quite impressed.
My exact words were they're tremendous, titanic, gargantuan, and super magnitudinous.
Say, they must be pretty big.
Well, the big jobs are the biggest trucks Ford has ever built, Fred. In tractor-trailer operations, they have loads grossing up to 20 tons with power to spare.
Ford trucks are a standard for colossal commodiousness, the new comfort criterion of the century.
Well, it sounds good, Kenny, but what does it mean?
Well, that's Adjective Adams' way of describing the comfort of the Ford truck's new million-dollar cab, Fred. Truck drivers are all raving about it.
And the drivers are right. It's dividend dimension for time-defying duration and dutyability.
Kenny, this I will never understand.
Well, that's an easy one, Fred. It means that all the new Ford trucks are bonus built. All 139 new Ford truck models are built extra strong to last longer.
Well, Kenny, this is very impressive, but don't you think that Adjective Adams here exaggerates just a little?
Oh, of course not, Fred. Almost any truck operator will tell you exactly the same thing about that great new line of Ford trucks.
Well, so long, Kenny. And Mr. Adams, a stupendous, awe-inspiring, gigantic good night to you, sir.
You took the words right out of my mouth. So long, brother.
So long, Adjective. Say, Portland, I'll have to hurry along. I'm due over at the rehearsal hall. I'm auditioning acts tonight for a big review.
A review?
It's for television. Last week, you know, Admiral put on a whole Broadway review with Sid Caesar. It was a sensation.
Who's going to be in your review?
Well, I don't know yet. I put this ad in the paper.
What ad?
I have it right here, you see? It says, Wanted for new television review. Singers, dancers, and old vaudeville acts. Get into television now before it turns back into radio again. Well, Portland, I have to get over to the rehearsal hall. I'll see you later.
Good night.
Good night, Portland. Sam Starlight Studio. Here's the rehearsal hall. Well, I hope my newspaper ad gets some results. I'll go in and see what's cooking here. Wonder where the manager is. Hey, Sam.
Hi, Mr. Allen.
Behind the scenery. Didn't see you. Hello, Sam. Have any acts shown up for my audition?
Well, Herman the Human Fly was here.
Herman the Human Fly?
Yeah. He said he couldn't wait no longer. He sat around on the ceiling for a while and left.
Too bad, you know. I may be able to use a human fly.
Yeah, well, Herman said he'd give you a buzz later.
Oh, good. Well, has anyone else...
Pardon me, is Fred Allen here?
Bert Law. Bert, what are you doing here?
Well, I seen your ad in the paper. I want to get into television.
Television? Bert, you're a big star in the theater.
Oh, the theater is old-fashioned.
Old-fashioned?
Yeah, as they say in New Jersey, the theater is passeic.
Bert, the theater.
Ah, the theater is washed up. Who's left in the theater? Lutenfontein, Cornell and Princeton. I'm getting into television before it's too late.
Well, Bert, wait a minute. Now, you're on the road with that hit show, Make Mine Manhattan.
Well, don't mention the road to me.
What's wrong with the road?
I'm in Philadelphia now. Have you ever spent a Sunday in Philadelphia?
No.
Well, I was walking around Philadelphia this morning. It felt like it was Resurrection Day, and I was the first one up.
Bert, I remember the road used to be a lot of fun. Those boarding houses. Remember Mother Boone's in Baltimore?
Yeah, Mother Boone never trusted actors. The towels were nailed to the bathroom wall.
Yes, Mother Boone was sure cheap. When you finished shaving, she'd take the lather and use it for meringue.
Yeah, Mother Boone wouldn't give you any hot water until after she finished boiling something in it.
Right.
One Saturday night, I took a bath.
Yeah?
Mother Boone gave me the water she had cooked some cabbage in.
Cabbage?
Yeah, I left town smelling like a boiled dinner.
Well, how about those hotels on the road, Bert? Remember the Mammoth Hotel in South Bend?
Yeah, I had a room at the Mammoth.
Yeah?
It was so small, I had to leave the window open.
Why?
Well, when I put my key through the keyhole, it used to break the window.
That was small.
Yeah, the transom had stained glass.
Stained glass?
Yeah, the guy who had it before me chewed tobacco.
Hey, Remember the house detective at the Mammoth?
Boy, was he cross-eyed. His eyes lapped over.
He was the only house detective I ever knew who could look through a keyhole with both eyes.
Ah, hotels today are murder.
Well, it's still fun traveling around on trains.
Yeah, but today you can't get reservations. I had to go up to Boston on a cattle train.
You rode on a cattle train?
Yeah, the other passengers were nothing but cows. When I saw the conductor coming through the train with a pail, I got off at New Haven.
No kidding.
Fred, I gotta get into television.
Well, Bert, my show is going to be a Broadway review. I've got to get some vaudeville acts.
Well, I can get you all the acts you want, Fred.
Some good acts, really?
Yeah, remember Sloan and the Singing Rats?
Say, whatever happened to Sloan?
Well, I met him last week in Philadelphia. He was looking for a job.
Oh, really? Is Sloan getting his rat act together again?
I think so. He had 2 pounds of cheese. He said he was casting.
Singing rats. You know what, Bert? I can open with a big rat choir. All the rats on their hind legs singing, and that'll just for the opening, you see. Now, what other acts can I get?
Well, remember Murphy's Midgets?
Murphy's Midgets. What happened to Murphy when vaudeville disappeared?
Murphy had a tough time.
Went broke, eh?
Murphy finally shaved all the hair off the midgets and put them in an orphan asylum.
No kidding.
Yeah, if you want the act, Murphy can adopt the midgets and have them out in the morning.
Well, the midgets will be great on television. You know, on those small screens, you can show more people with midgets. Tell me, what other acts do you think we can line up, Bird?
Remember Bosco the Talking Dog?
Oh, Bosco, the Boston bull who never made a grammatical error.
Yeah, I can get Bosco. I was talking to him the other day at the A&P.
Oh, were you really? Say, Bert, I just happened to think... television, Bosco, the dog, will have to learn new dialogue every week.
Well, then we better forget about Bosco. Well,
the dog can talk. He must know how to read.
Well, Bosco can read all right.
What's wrong?
Well, his eyes are bad, and Bosco can't wear glasses. Well,
why not?
His ears flop down.
Well, I'm not worried about the other acts, Bert. I can build my television show around you.
Around me?
Why, certainly. What are you laughing at?
I'm just thinking how funny I'm going to be.
You'll be great, Bert. When my television review opens, first, you'll see 2 minutes of flickering. And then... then you'll come on and sing a song.
You mean something like this? A sleepy lagoon, a tropical moon, and two on an island, oh, two on an island. A tropical moon, a sleepy lagoon, and you.
Bert, that is great. I tell you what we'll do. We'll open the review with Sleepy Lagoon. I'll have Sloan singing rats grouped behind you with canoe paddles humming the obligato. Now, that's the opening. What can we do next?
Well, how about a short play?
What kind of a play?
Well, Fred, I got an English drawing room sketch that makes Noel Coward sound like Jack Eigen.
You mean it's sophisticated?
My characters not only drop their H's, after they drop them, they step on them.
Say, this is what television needs, Bert. What's the name of your play?
Amnesia.
Amnesia.
Yeah, the play opens with a short overture.
Giles, I shall open the door. Coming, coming.
Lady Gwendolyn.
Sir Stafford, what a ripping surprise.
I was just popping by, Lady Gwendolyn. Thought I'd return this to you.
My riding crop.
You dropped your crop at the aunt last week.
I dropped my crop, fancy.
You didn't miss it?
Not at all. Amnesia, you know.
Amnesia?
A nasty blow with a cricket bat at the age of 3.
So sorry.
Thank you, may I take your humble?
Thank you. I say, Lady Gwendolyn, you're hanging my hat on the nozzle of that teapot.
I thought it was the whole tree, I forgot. Amnesia, you know.
Oh, Lady Gwendolyn, dashed it all. I've fallen madly in love with you.
Madly?
Madly. It was the day of the yacht. The way you jumped over that 9-foot hedge.
What made you watch me?
You had forgotten your horse. Lady Gwendolyn, I kiss your hand.
Sir Stafford, you're going above the knuckle.
Charlie, you have short fingers.
Lady Gwendolyn, will you marry me?
But I hardly know you, Sir Stafford. Your position?
My position? I have a townhouse in London, a castle in Stafford, and my country seat is the biggest in all Devonshire.
Your seat?
It's so big, part of it is outside of Devonshire.
Marry me, Lady Gwendolyn.
Oh, Sir Stafford.
Lady Gwendolyn.
Cheerio, everyone.
Ridgey, old top, you're just in time to congratulate us.
I see. Congratulate you.
Sir Stafford and I are getting married.
Married? But Lady... But Gwendolyn, you're married to me.
Oh, sorry, Sir Stafford. I can't marry you.
Lady Gwendolyn, how could you forget you had a husband?
Amnesia, you know.
Well, that's my play, Fred. What do you think of it?
It's great, Bert. My television show will be a sensation. Sloan's Rats, Murphy's Midgets, Bosco the Talking Dog, you in this English sketch. Now, all I need is a finish.
Say, I got an idea. How about a minstrel show?
Great, a minstrel. If Pick and Pat can do a minstrel show, so can we. I can see it now, Bert. As the curtain rises, the orchestra's playing...
Gentlemen, be seated. Well, Mr. Bones, how do you feel tonight?
Well, I feel like the inside of a stove.
How's that?
Great.
Over, Mr. Locketer.
Yes, Mr. Tambo.
Why is a girl with a home permanent never alone?
Tell me, Mr. Tambo, why is a girl with a home permanent never alone?
Because she always has her Tony.
Ladies and gentlemen, Tambo and Bones and the entire company join in a beautiful rendition of Ring the Banjo. Hit it, Professor.
The sky is never dreary if the darkie never groans. The lady's never weary with the rattle of the bones. Then come again, Susanna, by the gaslight of the moon. We'll find the old piano when the banjo's out of tune. Ring, ring the banjo, I like that good old song. Come again, my true love, oh, why have you been so long? Ring, ring the banjo, I like that good old song. Come again, my true love. Oh, where you've been so long.
One more thing before we go, ladies and gentlemen. Here's an invitation from your Ford dealer. Until you actually drive the new Ford, you can't imagine how different it feels. It's an experience I know you'll enjoy. Your Ford dealer invites you to drop around this week and get behind the wheel. When you drive the new Ford, you'll see what we mean. Next week, our guest will be, surprise, Dr. Rockwell. Thank you and good night.
Good night. Thank you.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.